So how did your sister die? Did she break her neck falling from gunsmoke?
Fane's voice grew soft.
No. She got cholera.
We had to put gunsmoke down when she died. No one else could ride that nasty beast.
I'm sorry. He cleared his throat.
It was a long time ago. The pain is mostly gone.
There wasn't much to say to that, so I gathered the plates. Fane helped, standing close enough that our arms brushed. It was too close, too personal. It reminded me of Thanksgiving dinner at Fenwick's parents' house. Thanksgiving was the last time we were together before the voodoo sorcerer got him. Fenwick had been washing his parents' china in the kitchen, handing me each wet dish to dry and stack next to the growing pile of plates to my right. The huge feast his mother had prepared sat like hugs in our bellies. I tried to remember him as he was that day, happy, with sudsy hands and honey-colored hair still bleached pale from the Indian summer. His hands, as large as dessert plates, were still ruddy from the hike we took the previous weekend. Funny. The little details you remember when someone you love is gone. He had teased me about something and held the towel above my head. At the time, I didn't know what was going to happen or how much I'd miss him. So, instead of telling him I loved him, that I'd do anything for him, that I'd never, ever abandon him, I said something inane and splashed him with water.
You miss him.
Fane spoke quietly, handing me the damp dish towel.
I know it hurts.
How would you know?
I wanted to snap. But he would know. He was over 100 years old. He had probably seen death piled upon death, tragedy upon tragedy. And Fenwick wasn't dead. There was still hope.
He's my best friend. He's been everything for me. I feel lost without him.
I clenched the dish towel, willing myself to turn grief into anger, into resolve.
Help me get him back, Fane.
I'll help you get him back, Melbourne.
Fane pulled me into a hug, patting my back so gently it almost brought out the tears bottled up inside.
Guild members care for their own.
And that was the perfect thing to say.